Gemara tells us in Maseches Nedarim, Alma of the Haaretz, why was the Beis Mikdash destroyed? The Gemara gives us multiple answers, multiple reasons why, but one insight that Chazal tell us, that they didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, which is really a startling reason, because as we already mentioned earlier, last week, that according to many opinions, we're not even sure Birchas HaTorah is actually a mitzvah in HaTorah. And even if it is a mitzvah in HaTorah, why should it bring about a destruction of a Beis HaMikdash? There are many, many different interpretations that are given. So one, which I think is really especially relevant for us, is the interpretation of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi explains that, generally when it comes to mitzvahs, we recite a bracha on something that in itself is a mitzvah. We do not recite a bracha on something that's really a means to an end. So let's say when we eat in the sukkah, we make a bracha. When we build the sukkah, we don't make a bracha. When we wear tzitzis, we make a bracha. When we make tzitzis, we don't make a bracha. So the question really is, what does that take towards the limud HaTorah? So there are some people who have a mistaken understanding that the Talmud Torah is just simply a means to an end. Namely, it's a way for us just to merely understand how to do the mitzvot. So if I get a really, really quick course on Hilchos Shabbos and Kashrus and Brachas, so I know what to do, I'll be a Torah observant Jew, that's good, I'm good to go, and there's no need to learn any further. So such a person, lo bircha b'torah tchila, such a person really wouldn't recite a birchas Torah, because Talmud Torah is really just a means to an end. The idea of limud HaTorah, of course, it's important to know halacha, no question about that, but there's a whole dimension of Talmud Torah that a person has to learn Torah simply because he has to learn Torah. Why is he learning? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this beautiful, wonderful gift of Torah. That's it. You don't have to explain why. It's not because it's relevant. It's not because it's necessarily even halacha lemaisa. Talmud Torah, that's it. Gemarnu, end of story. If you have a view of Talmud Torah as such, that it's an end in of itself, it's a goal in and of itself, then it's appropriate to recite a bracha on it. So when we recite the bracha every morning on Birchas HaTorah, we're really making a statement that we believe emunah shleima that Torah is just in and of itself, davar chashuv. It's something that warrants a bracha. So unlike that period of the Beis HaMikdash, the time of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash of the Haaretz, so Birchas HaTorah Tchila, this is a perfect time to begin that tikkun, to begin to rectify that chayt on the day of Shivas HaBetamos, as we mourn the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. This is our small way of perhaps beginning the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash as well. I want to say to everybody, if you have a meaningful time.